Today is Wednesday of the 17th week in the ordinary time. The first reading is a continuation of the lamentation of Prophet Jeremiah. Today Jeremiah finds himself cursing even his own birth. He says, "Woe to me, mother, that you gave birth to me, a man of strife and contention to all the land, and neither borrow nor lend, yet all curse me." By so doing, Jeremiah is showing that he's a typical faithful who struggles to understand the point of suffering and pain that our loving and caring Father allows us to go through. Our human philosophy provides us with wonderful words and attributes to describe our God. He's omnipotent. It means he's all-powerful. He's omniscient. He's all-knowing. Above all, he's benevolent. He is good. But for some, the presence of suffering in our world called to question the very nature of the existence of this God that is so powerful and so loving, and yet allows his beloved children to suffer pain. Why would God allow his own very prophet to suffer in this way? Why would God allow innocent children to die? To suffer and die under the rubble of earthquakes. But for many others, the presence of suffering in the world shows a purposefulness in creation, even if we do not understand it. We cannot fully understand the purpose of innocent suffering because it is a mystery beyond human comprehension. It's like the understanding of a little child. Suppose, for instance, a three-year-old child wants a bike and tells his dad, "Dad, I want a bike." And the dad says, "You have a bike, but you have a bike in 2 years' time." 2 years' time? How can a child of 2 years, 3 years, understand the difference between now and 2 years' time? Why? 2 years' time is like 1,000 years to this little kid. It's like 10,000 years. He wants a bike. That's all he knows. Why all these thousands and thousands of years? In a way, our understanding is like this little child. The psalmist reminds us that with God, 1,000 years is like a day come and gone. And a day is like 1,000 years. And so understanding the purposefulness in creation and the meaning of suffering in creation is quite difficult because it's the mystery of God. It is tied with the mystery of this divine God. In the gospel reading today, Jesus talks about a treasure that one finds in the field. For me, this treasure is faith. When we find faith, then God takes us to a higher level, where we accept the challenges of life, and by so doing, we receive the grace of better appreciation of his mysteries. May the Lord increase our faith.